customer stuck. We are deep into the sugya of Gadol HaBayis, quite a complex sugya, as I told you already yesterday and Sunday. I'll try to figure out a few things. Number one, I had a hora on yesterday. I obviously showed me a prisha, it's the shach quote. It's the cotton kav zayin, which I had overlooked. When I saw the shach, I already forgot what the cotton was. I thought he was bashing the prisha that I knew about. He was bashing a different prisha. Because the prisha that we quoted, I think it was Yudalid, said what we thought was Chaim Tepshat, I think was correct, but not in the words of that prisha Yudalid itself, which we thought was crazy yesterday. Because look at Kav Zayin, a whole different Never Never Land. A whole new pshat, which is completely different. I mean, it's not, how should I say it? It's not as rare as the prisha, as we read Yudalid. We read Yudalid in a case where no one keeps 7 days of available. Nobody. Not everyone, you know, I would say on his nearest, Hamamarim, Elotei, Sumacharim, Lovo. I don't know, everyone just gets a break. That's sort of crazy. That's what we read the Prisha in Shinai and Hayes and Tzivkot and Yudal. Perhaps what he meant, what he says in Tzivkot and Chav Zayin, is almost, I mean, it's more outlandish. It may not be more impossible, it's a little more outlandish. What's the case? Let's take a look at Chav Zayin, as we have. Interesting case. What happened? If Holach HaGadol of the Beit HaKvaros, so you wait until Yisrael HaGolem, and even those who stay behind wait until that time, the Mishar, when it's going to be, they predict what's going to happen, that's when they begin. Look at this now. Umayri be'ofen shagodol habayim sheholach ma'meis lo hitzchol ha'veluso achas shtim et ha'kever. Me'ez ha'sibo. For whatever reason. Be'kavanoso sheyachol ha'veluso k'sheyachzor. That's what he thought. And that's what he thought. That's what he thought. In other words, the real time for starting is the Kvura. Whether it be the, you know, they have, you know, for the income tax, for actual estimated, whether it be the real Kvura or the estimated Kvura, as the people who are left behind are trying to figure out when it is. That's when it begins. So that's when it begins. Well, what's it to talk about? What's it to talk about? What are you talking about? If that's when it begins. It's when it begins. No. Because this clutzy Gadol HaBayis decided for some reason not to start Avelis right away, but to start it later. And therefore, within 3 days, we say that that the fact that he delayed his avail is irrelevant. It'd be more than 3 days, it would somehow be relevant. In fact, footnote, Samuk Beis, what are you talking about? Maza Tala Bekavanaso. L'chor Mona Mishosh and Ischai of Avelis, Afim Lono Bini Avelis. We mix the Yomim. Kibavu Mishnim and Shin Tari Vav. If you skip a few days, doesn't make a difference. We'll discuss it. So the whole pshat is so far from the simple pshat. Ika Chosim and Asefer, for sure. And the footnote kasha is a tremendous kasha. So although the preacher is not, I can't call this as what I would consider to be factually incredible, as the shot what we had yesterday, but that it's shot in the tour is just as incredible. I mean, given this kasha in the bottom, I don't know how to answer that one either. So kid to the preacher is fair, but if you meant in your dollar, it's in the Chav Zayin, we have to do a different kasha again. But okay. But either way, it's fair. Right. Yesterday at the end, we were up for Rabbeinu Simcha. We're going to discuss the very end of the Maram. Remember, the Maram is the key to this whole sugya. Simon Ayin Beis and Ayin Gimel. At the very, very end, he quotes a pshat from Rabbeinu Simcha, which we will see most of. We get cut off before the Zirak ends and the Pei Zayin. Let's take a look. Rabbeinu Simcha is out cost of it against everybody. The Ha'ad Amar Ba'al Mimakam Korah Monei Moed. Myrik Yonchel Lihu Leir Acheret Lekovro Umiksat Avelim Holchimo Venisha Godel Abayat Mabayat The Hashesh Kan Shnei Minyonim Shabakan Misha Yotza Mipetal Beso Ela Shabakan Vela Shasham Misha Yisasi Magolo. They're two separate councils. Okay? Fine. What happened? The Hawkoi, Shemchazal the Kami, Mokum Korah. Afilu Biyom Zion. Who came back? Who came from up from Korah? Echad min ha'ochem imo. Look at this now. We until that we saw in the Ramban and in the Shach that when it comes to someone who was there and went and came and returned, the Korah is irrelevant. No, quote the Rabbi Simcha, it's relevant here too. Monei moin. Why? Kevin sheyada shemeis kishehen yadu shereim moin hoya. He knew from the beginning. So, what's the Rabbi Simcha saying? The fact that he knew is a greater, makes it a greater chance that what? He'll pick up the early account. It's exactly the opposite of what? Korah of the Rosh and the Rambam. So it's a carrot that he knew earlier is a less of a chance that he can pick up an early account. We'll be boiling. Hold up, God of the Bens HaKvaras, Zahavi Hashm Ipko, Shaktan and Mishru Khan, Zahavi Hashm Ipko, Zahavi Hashm Ipko, Zahavi Mimokom Korav, again, Yom Shvi Mao. There's a distinction between within 3 days and beyond 3 days. And beyond 3 days. Fine. And then he says, you do not have, because on the other side of the page, he just adds a little, one more little twist. What's the one more little twist? If he was buried in the place where he died, and somebody went and came before the Kfura and came back, he counts with them. Why? Because there's only one minion. There's only one minion. But there's only one minion, and you were there, and you went, you came back. It doesn't matter who went, doesn't matter how far you went, because there's only one minion. I'll read you the language of Rabbi Simcha. Came on the ankle of the minion, echoed, ben godol, ben kot, ben rochok, ben korok. Mone mone. In other words, if somebody is in a place and someone was there and presumably left even, I guess even before the Leviathan, and he went somewhere and he came back, he's always going to count with them because only 1 minion. But lo yoda shemez chayav yarechet. He didn't know. Look at this now. Nire dahavi kemos kol shmua krova demona miyom shmua shiva shloshim. Exactly the opposite of the Rosh and the Rambam. And somebody heard about something from later on, and the Shmua, she counts them of Yomi Yom HaShmua. The Rosh, the Rambam said, the only time you have a dispensation of Zohar HaBayis, hello.
Excuse me.
Yes.
The air conditioner, you have a problem?
Yeah, we do, yeah.
Can I come in now, or?
You can come in now if you wish. If you can come in an hour and a half, it would be better.
God told me all I need to do, Rabbi, is to turn off the air conditioner unit,
right.
Leave the fan on, you should check the filter to make sure it's not plugged.
Yeah, but the
he
problem...
It'll be frost. He says, try frost it up.
It's been frosted up for 2 weeks. That's the problem.
That's because it's down to cold.
I know that, but the problem is that it's two weeks. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Do you want to take care of it now? I don't want to cry. Fine.
Okay.
Just turn it all on. Make sure they're all on off. Put it both on off.
Just the fan, leave the fan on.
Okay. Okay. So it is exactly the reverse. He's saying that if the person heard about it from outside, that's a Shmua. It's a Shmua Krova, and he counts from the. Okay, I take that back. It's not the opposite of the Rosh. That's just he's saying if you hear from a faraway place or a different place, it's a Shmua Krova, and you begin right away from the moment of the Shmua. I could. I don't want to talk too much about it because the Shitas Yochid is it's out of the main loop of Shitas that we're discussing over here. Fine. Throw out both sides. Let's not get to the problem of the steer and the tour. We didn't like the preacher's answer, so let's give our own answer, okay? Let's give our own answer. So the Shach gives an answer. He answers the tour. Let's take a look. Open. So we have those. Let's open the Shach. Okay? Open the Shach, and we'll see an answer. Simon, Shin, Ayin, Hey, Sid, Cotton, Yud, Bay. Thank you. The shach, we're not going to read the entire shach right now. I want to read you on column two, wide line 10. I believe so. Third word. And he quotes the Mordechai. So it's this base. Everybody counts. This is the Gadol Abayis Shom, Dor Shom. Adka. And he quotes this. This is my 10-line quote. Then he says, Uvakochach, the Divya Machabah, the Taurus came. Shari Hetik Divya Ramba, the Masha Minei, Mio, Bailifi Masha Pirishu, Dvoro, Bailifi Masha Pirashi, Dvoro, we'll get to that later. The Elish and Nishru Khan, Mio, Monin, Mishayete Ameit, Velo, Mishayetot Magolo, Afa Gav, Dagodol Hoya, Bishas, Sima Sagolo, the Vesa Kvar. Still, those who stay behind have an early account. Well, the else is based, Kosav, the Gadol HaMishpacha Holech. Gadol HaMishpacha Holech, Imo, Af Ela Shepikan, Einon Monin, Ela Mishayi Kaveh. Right? So there's a contradiction. Ela Vadai Hosam Mairi, the Gadol Habayi is Dob, Mokom Shayi Kaveh, Vahai Dorsham, Nirali Haimon Zakeva the Darsham Vinisharsham Holkin Akarov. Avalim Lo Nishasham Ki Darsham Mayhavi Dolph Hashdu Etzlam. Period. This is what the Shach says. So the Shach is taking the general approach of the Mordechai and the Maharam and using it to attempt to reconcile the Torah and the Mechab. The Shach is taking general terms, broad stroke. I'm not going with every last detail right now. This is what he's trying to do. Okay? Kevin with me so far? Not that the preacher, he already attacked the preacher earlier. Now he's giving his own interpretation, his own text. Everybody with me so far? So what's the difference between Siv Beis and Siv Ches? So yesterday, I tried to make it very simplistic. Let's say, let's get Dor. Dor doesn't mean Dor. Dor just means where he is. If the Shach himself agrees with me halfway, that Dor doesn't mean anything by itself. Dor means that's not only Darshav, but Nisharshav. Okay? So I wanted to interpret yesterday that it's all a matter of where the Gadol ends up. If the Gadol goes to the Kvura and comes back, because if he's Dor, he probably wants to observe Shiv in his own house, then everybody starts early. If the Gadol is Darshav, which means he stays here, and then he goes to the Kvura and stays by the Kvura, then everybody starts late. Okay, that's a simple interpretation I wanted to suggest, without the word Dor being taken too literally. And if you look carefully, the Lashon of the Maharam, which I have to go back to again, he doesn't say the expression over here, Nishar Shom and Dor Shom, or Holach Shom v'Dor Shom, or Nishar Kan v'Dor Kan. He doesn't use both expressions, which would imply that you need to stay in it. You have to be there and live there, or be here and live here. You won't find it. If you look at the Maharam carefully, I don't think anywhere will you find that kind of a double expression, which would indicate that there is an additional halach of Dor over and above that you have to be there. Shach continues, you have to be there, whether there may be here or there, Kan or Kan. So therefore, it should emerge. That's how I understood the Maharam. The only place I found a double lashon is in the Hagos Maimon Constantina. There, in one place, he has an expression of halach sham v'dor sham, I believe. But even there, it could be lapped off, because if you look on the ratio there, again, he didn't put in these two requirements in one direction or the other. This is a general stroke, what the Shach wants to do to end for the Makaber and the Tour. Okay, Rabbi Osai? Are you with me so far? Everybody with me so far? Okay. Let's chazer, therefore. Let's chazer again. In Sif Ches, it's quite clear that he came back. The Feresh, right? It's clear in Sif Ches. Okay? It's clear. did. He came back.
Mm-hmm.
Sid Bays, there's nothing there but here about coming back. Didn't say a word. Now, there is an important piece which we spoke at the end of the year, which we're going to come back to in a minute, but it's L'chumra. Yushami's gear says we have a L'chumra. The always are being masked. That L'chumra you don't find in the Mechavis. That is L'chumra. The God of the Bayah should only work L'chumra at first glance we don't see it in the Mechavis. Am I correct? I haven't seen it. Warfare, I haven't seen it. The Shachron. Is it in the Mechavis? Medayim. Let's take a look at the Shafei. The Mechavis Lashon is in Sif Beis as follows. Misha Dakan Shloach HaMeis Medina Acheret Lekover Vein Yodah Mata Yikover Meis Yachtu Pnei Milavas Natsum Limit Shlu Vishloshim Natsum Vizabah Fine. Ochanim Avodah Mishi Yikover Fine. That's because there's no Godel. If Godel HaMishpoch HaHolech Imo Af Elah Shebekan Ein Amonim Ela Mishe Yikover. What does that mean? Godel HaMishpoch accompanies the Meis. So to say, behind only counts at the later time, says the Shach, Mashma, Dafka, L'chumra, Azina, Bosa, Godel, HaMishpoch, in Mona, Elevi, Sheikovim, Avali, Godel, HaMishpoch, Hu, Eitel, Elu, Shenisharu, Kan, Ein, Malo, Morin, Al, Afal, Pikein, Aholchem, Mameis, Ein, Monin, Elevi, Sheikovim. He goes to Kedasa, Tursus, Shemeri, Beis Yosef, Dafka, Beis, Madrisu, the Holchem Ameis, Melnim, Shitosim, Agolol, Bein, Godol, Abayit. Abayit, Bein, Tzolah, Ful, Bein, Tzakvoros, Bechein, Aminik. That's what the Shach Mitzayim from the Mechad. Aval Atzur, Kotzav, that Kol, Holech, Acha, Godol, Abayit, the Nisha, Kan, Elu, Ve'elu, Monin, Mishayete, Ameis. That's the Ramban said. The Ramban said, what do you do with the Yerushalmi, the Chumra? What do you do with the Yerushalmi? It works even the cooler. I'll give you my thought. It's a Kiddush. But it says the Chumra means even the Chumra. It works the Chumra too. Remember, the Bavli is only a cooler for the whole thing of Godel Abayis, right? It saves time. So when the Yushami says the Chumra, perhaps the Yushami that works the Chumra as well. Not only the Chumra. Not exclusively the Chumra. I don't know. The Rosh didn't even address the issue. The Rosh never addressed the issue of the Chumra. Nor did the Torah. It just takes us to assume the Chumra and the cooler. I didn't show the Chumra. Maybe it means even the Chumra. Perhaps. Now, again. What did it say in the Mechav? In Godel HaMishpoch HaHolech Imo, it was found. If the Godel HaMishpoch stays behind, there's nothing, as the Shach pointed out. It doesn't say a word. Okay? And the question becomes, what would happen? Offhand, if you were in the Mechaber, what would you say? If the Godel HaMishpoch stays behind, you know what happens? The same thing has happened in the Reisha. Two separate minyanim. Right? Those who stay behind, the Godel stays behind, have his minyan, and those who go ahead have their minyan and they end later. Huh? Now, that's what it sounds like, no? Look at the Mechaber, Sif Beis. There's some Godel, it says, in the first erasure, there's no Godel. So who starts where? Those who stay behind start early. Those who go ahead start later. If there's a Godel, what happens? Everyone starts later. Right? Hey, that's a great shot on the Chumra. That is something good. I just satisfied the Chumra problem, right? Now it's the Chumra. Great. So why does Tosfos have a whole convoluted shot in the Chumra? Both of us, remember what shot in the Chumra was? Remember, you forgot. We saw yesterday, did we that? So the Chumra means that what? You have to keep sit shiva of 9 days. We have the new version of the 9 days. What happens? If it takes 2 days to get from the Mokam Mitzvah to the Mokam Kvura, so those who are Mokam Kvura have to sit 9 days of Pisha. Oh, I was going to say 9 days of shiva. Okay, 9 days of shiva. How do you do that? They really didn't count as their own count, but we call the Godel HaBayis, so as they hear about it, so they have to start available, because the Godel HaBayis is staying behind. And so the Marami wrote in the Rukh Sipshat, and the Tosfos Sipshat. That's right in the world of the Chumra. What's wrong with this child of the Chumra? we have a Pshat Lechuma without coming on for 9 days. Just say that God of Abayis is the Chumra in what case? That if he goes along with the maze, that even though he stayed behind, they're going to be stuck with, I don't know if they'll be stuck with 9 days, they'll be stuck with 7 later days, 2 days of limbo, and then and another 7 days, which we consider to be Chumra. That'll be the Chumra. What do you have to, what does it come out to this new Chumra? The answer, I guess, is depends on your gear system. In other words, what's the matter? The average person, if he's given the following choice, somebody died on Sunday. One choice is not Shiva. Sunday ends on Shabbat. Second choice, no. Hold up the Shiva until Tuesday, and then ends Shiva on Monday, which is a Chumra. Yeah. That's called a Chumra. Yeah, it's not 7 days, 2 days later. You're not going to go to work these 2 days. That's considered to be a Chumra. Not that I wanted to project. This Mechavim is based on itself a Chumra. So what led Tosafot to say it's all the answer? It's all a matter of Girsa. If you look in the Yerushalmi, as we have the Yerushalmi, it says Beferish. Doesn't it say the Chumra? If it only said the word the Chumra, then my Pshat would be a very nice Pshat Mechavim. Well, an interesting, beautiful Pshat. Is that what it says? It says, Eilu ve'eilu monu mishiyot ha'meis. Right? So therefore, it says, Eilu ve'eilu monu mishiyot. No, you don't believe me. It says Beferish in the Yerushalmi that way. Eilu ve'eilu monim mishiyot ha'meis. Nu. Shrav gavaldik akash. Okay. But the Mechaba left it out. Right? The Mechaba sounds like it's against the Yerushalmi. No. Mechaba doesn't quote that. Torah doesn't quote that. So, the Beis Yerushalmi says it is a different gear than the Yerushalmi. That's where the things with gearsology comes into play. In other words, if the gear says this way, no, why do, I don't know what gear, what you have over in front of you. Let's take a look at the look at our Tosafot. You know what, let's start with the Rosh better. The Rosh is, that's the most standard gear that we call. The two different gear souls, what's on the Yerushalmi, that's where it all hangs on. The two different gear souls. Let's read the Rosh Shem Alamatet. And so the first, our first encountering of the Yerushalmi is in the Rosh. What do the Yerushalmi say in the Rosh? Case in the carbon of the base Biri. Is Tanak Elishiva Kamon Mashiach in Habmate? Elishamon Mashiach Magola. Is Tani Eliva Elamon Mashiach Magola? Rav Simon. It's the first. The shame. Maybe she'll be Levi. Hakol Holech Acha Gorla Mashbach. What does that mean? Luchumra. Shem Gorla Mashbach Kan. Eilu ve'eilu monim mishiyete ha'meis. Vim hoya gadol ha'mishpacha sham. Eilu ve'eilu monim mishiyete tasem ha'golo. Ein gadol ha'mishpacha. So it splits down the road. That's the Yerushalmi. It's not enough to say my pshat l'chumra at its postponed for 2 days. No. The nature of the chumra is l'chora. Vim hoya gadol ha'mishpacha kan. Eilu ve'eilu monim mishiyete ha'meis. Right? Mishi Yeite Hameis. So the question becomes, those who are, quote, there, why are they keeping, so why is that a Chumra? They're getting away with murder now. They end 2 days earlier. That's the kasha. They end 2 days earlier. So what's the answer to that kasha? No, they do not end 2 days earlier. Although it does say that they begin Mishi Yeite Hameis, that's the Kvora Godel. But they have to keep 2 days later from the Kvora. Since they're there at the time of the Kvora, they have to keep 2 days later from the Kvora. That's what Tosafot said. Okay? Now let's take a look at Tosafot now itself. Now we saw the Rosh, put the Tosafot. They're both there, please. Chaf Beis of an Al. Close to the bottom of Tosafot, close to Yerushalmi. Okay? Is Tani Tani Elisha Bekai Modem Shiyeti Amei? The Elisha Shomon Mishitas Magola. Is Tani Hani Vani Mishitas Magola? Simon Mishir Mishir Ben Levi. Hakol Holach HaGadol HaMishpacha. I mean L'chumra. Ma L'chumra? Now here's tricky. Here's tricky, 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 tricky. We have to compare the Girsa of the Tarsus, which we have, with the Girsa of the Yerushalmi, which we have in the Rosh. Okay, let's look in Tarsus and then let's look to the Rosh. What's the comment? Im Hoya Gadol HaMishpacha Kan. Right? Ve'elu shekan mo'onim mishiyete ha'meis. Ve'elu shesham mo'onim mishiyetasem ha'golel. Ve'elu shebab ha'sham, elu ve'elu mo'onim mishiyetasem ha'golel. Now, that's the gears which we have printed here in Tosfos from the Yerushalmi. What does the Rosh Hashanah gears? Let's chazer again. Godel ha'mishpacha kan, elu ve'elu mo'onim mishiyata ha'meis. No. It's already a change. The gears we have here is elu shebekan mo'onim mishiyata ha'meis, elu shebekan mo'onim mishiyata. Now, the Torah says the kasha ma'achumra, so the Beis Yosef what? First cash is no cash against his own Gersa. There's a typo in Tosfos. Tosfos, the real Gersa should be the Rosh's Gersa. Then they ask the Kasha, the Maram Kasha, Ma'al L'chumra, Ozimna Nazina L'kula Basal L'abayim. But according to the Gersa which we have in our Tosfos, namely, V'yagolam Mishpacha Kan, Eilu Ve'elu, Eilu Shavakan, Mona Mashiach Temeid, Mera Shemona Mashiach Sotem, Hagolel, Shom, no kashas to go. That's the malik. No kashas. Could I be the mechaber shita? What did the mechaber say? What did the mechaber say over here in Tivay? The mechaber said that what happens is the god of Levayit, holechimo, elu shebekan, eino monim ella mi sheikaver. Right? If the god of Mishpacha was by the kvura, that is what. That is the safe of the Rishonim. What's the ratio of the Rishonim? If the God of Mishpacha stays behind, then it's the same as if there's no God of Mishpacha. It's exactly what the Mechaber says. So the Mechaber is the Rishonim as the gears that we have in Tosis, and that's the Chumrah. So it's beautiful. So the only prophets thought you have the gears of the Russian Rishonim. That's when you have all these the Maram Terrace and Tosis Terrace going around on the gears of the Russian Maram. Both are, just to summarize, the two ways of the Chumrah. One is the Mechaber's way, which seems to be based upon the gears which we have in our Tosfos. That's Chazal. What's the Chumrah in that kind of case? If the Godel goes along, it's a postponement of the Shiva for everybody. If the Godel stays behind, then the Godel is irrelevant. The Godel starts earlier, as if he would be no Godel, and those who go along start later. That's the Mechaber. Poshim Shas. However, the Russian Gersa requires a whole rethinking. The Maram's Kasha. And with the Maram's Teres, what we call Teres, the 9 days. According to this, our Mechaber, there's no 9 days. It doesn't exist. And it's a little complicated. Just going through the Cheshbonos over here, boys. Okay? This is the Chumrah. I told you that we'd get back to the Chumrah. We got back to it big time. Okay? Different Shatim with the words. Different Gersa with the words. Okay. Fine. Let's now turn our attention to Sifches. I have a very critical point to make. Critical. The Mechaber and Sifches left out the din of what we call the Bavli. What's the Bavli case? Act 2 we call it. What does that mean? Well, there's a famous din. The famous din of the Ramban. What did the Ramban say? That if the Godel starts off in place A, goes to place B, and comes back within 3 days, then he picks up the count that everybody else is capable of. Everybody else. That's a fact. Before Shigamar and the Bavli, right? Well, the Mechaber left it out. Left it out. Hello, Dabru. Left it out. So we said, so the Rabban himself was defending the Riff left it out. If we don't exactly know why he left it out. But we strived mightily in our interpretation of yesterday based upon the Shach that, you know what? He left it out because there's no din of 3 days. The owners have to come back within 3 days according to Tana Kama. According to Rabbi Shimon, you can come back within 7 days. I said, say so. I say so already. So I started saying Shai yesterday, well, it's sort of a Kama Kormen. Ma, that the woman Makom Macher picks up the count. How much more so, somebody who was there, left, and came back, should pick up the count. Either Shtikul of Pirchel, he may have gone to a Makom Rochok, so we said Mitzvarit, it's still a pretty good counterpart. That's what we said yesterday. That's based upon the Shach. But the truth to tell, Rav Yosef Karo is against the Shach. Again, the Shach himself concedes that. He's against Moran Rav Yosef Karo. What did Moran Rav Yosef Karo say? What did he say? The Beis Yosef says that the Rambam left it out. and the Rif left it out. Why? Those have this addition, it's page Resh Pei Zayin, the last medium side line. Hem Zal Tzvurim She'osa Sugya Aliba De Tanakam Itma Aval Rav Shimon Lo Shna Lan Bein Toch Shlosha Li'acha Shlosha. In which direction are both sides? In which direction? So yes, there was them shot, shock shot, there's no difference in either direction, as long as you come back within 7 days. You do pick up the count of the people whom you left and came back to. He says, okay. Tafilu Bobby Amashvi, who was Bobby Malcolm Kar, who must have got a bias of back, Avalim Bobby Malcolm Rachov, Tafilu Bobby Malcolm Kar, who must have got a bias of back, Mona Liatmo, the God of Abayas, Sheholach Lebet HaKvaros, Eino Mona Ela Mishi Yisotem Agolo, Afilu Chodret Lebnei Abayas Yom HaShlishi, Kainil Lebet Rehend Al Barur. So the Mechaba is the biggest Machmer in the world, same Shach the Rif in the Rambam. The opposite of what the Shach said. The Shach suggested in the Ramban wanted the same Shach in the Rif this way, that they left at the Gemara about 3 days, but didn't even come back on the seventh day. The God who came, went from A to B and came back to A, would pick up the earlier account. And Maran says Faker. If you don't say it, you don't mean it. And the Rif never said it, the Rambam never said it, and Maran never said it. And the Mechaba never said it since. So therefore, according to this Shita, if you replace A, our case, you place A, New York, you go there, it's Israel, and the Leviah is a day later, and you come back on the third day to New York. So we said before the Shach passes, and that's what we accept, Lalach, you pick up the day, and you get up with everyone else who stayed behind in New York, and Maran says, no! You have to count the next day. And he said that's not the Rif and the Rambam that way. What about that? I think Gemara is the Perish Paket. The Gemara goes according to the Tanakam. What's the Lumbus? What's the Lumbus? This is reminds me a little bit of what I told you, the Lumbus, and the why the Rif and the Rambam omitted God of Abayas completely. They only mentioned the Derek Arab, the Rimi Gash, the Berkei Yosef. What did I say to that then? I didn't go through Shigamara, last one, Amad Beis. Ooh, she is. How can you say it's Lav Dafka? What was my terror? But according to Tanakhama Dafka, the Tanakhama holds for 3 days, holds from Dinim Mitzuyama, but there are specific halakas. One of the specific halakas is God of Abayas. But according to Rav Shimon, there's no specific halakas. All the only thing is, look, you come within 7 days, you come from a Mokum Korov, and they're counting, you don't need to do it within 3 days, you don't need God of Abayas either. I wisely mentioned the end because people like to grab it and go to the bias. We mentioned the Rimi Gash. Fine. A similar vein, I'd like to say over here. Oh. The Chiddush of the Gemara Chavez and Manal, according to the Rif Ramah of the Beit Yosef, is a Chiddush Neira. We should not take it for granted. A Gadol HaBayis leaves the house, goes to the cemetery, and comes back. Why should he kowtow to them? He's the Gadol HaBayis. He should have his own count, starting from the Kvura. Not that he wants it. He wants to work a day early also, but in principle, he's the God of the Abayas. He should have his own count. The only way to overcome this, Rabbi Osai, is with a powerful halacha. What's the powerful halacha? Well, that's Hanukkah. The first 3 days is talk for Shalevel, not coming in for Tefillin, not coming in for Bchi, not coming in for Malacha, not coming in for Shalosh Shalom. All that means they have for 3 days being different than all the other 4 days. That's a powerful din. Right? All these kinds of dinim. Oh. So then, according to Tanakhama, the God of the Abayas leaves New York, goes to Tel Aviv, comes back to New York within 3 days. Oh! 3 days, Azach, Azin, we know it from this whole sugya within Gimli Yom Rishonim, accepts it, and therefore, it works here as well. Reb Shimon denies 3 days. Reb Shimon doesn't hold many 3 days. What does Reb Shimon hold? Reb Shimon holds from a very, we'll call it a benign din. What does a benign din mean? Bami Makam Karov. Right? And according to these Shami, he's Bami Makam Karov, and he didn't even know about it. And he walks in to a shiva house of his own family, even on day 7, and in the Rulamos, to the din, he can pick up with them, even without a God of Abayas, even without within 3 days, a very benign din. Remember, he didn't hear about it the first month of the Rambam and the Rosh. No problem. As these guys, I haven't answered yet. There is a problem of Malkum Korach. I'm waiting for you to answer. You haven't come to me yet. Till tomorrow, I'm still waiting for you. Okay? I think I'm missing a little svarla to how to answer that particular problem that you raised yesterday. Good question. But, Rabbi, in the case in which the person heard, he was right there. He heard about the Avelis, because he was right there, in New York. And then he went to Tel Aviv. And then he comes back. You need a din miyuchud of 3 days in order to enable him to pick up the calendar relatives and stay behind. That's not a benign din. That's a very active, powerful din. But to have that powerful din, you have to have that 3 days, which Tanakhama does have. That's what I'm most of the Farish. Holach, look at the Hemshah. Holach, God of Abayas, the Mesa Chorus, Mahu, because God of Abayas, the Din Mesuyim, 3 days is the Din Mesuyim, and the world comes to the conclusion, within 3 days, again, it's the Tanakhama speaking. And of course, Rabbi Shimon, which way does it go? The opposite way. Of course, Rabbi Shimon, Bobby Malcolm Korov, so you never heard of it before, you walked in, pick up the count with them. But if you were there with them, and you left them, and now you want to be able to not to begin the Avelis when you were there, when you witnessed the crew with your own eyes, but rather to start the Avelis as well as you left behind, that requires a powerful halacha. And that powerful halacha exists only according to Tanakhama within the 3-day intense period. But according to Rav Shimon, who denies the distinction between the first 3 days and the last 4 days, you only have the whole 7-day period, you don't have that powerful enough then, so therefore you're stuck. So the cause is therefore the Maran of Yosef Karo, paid for the Rambam. If someone from New York to Tel Aviv left New York on Wednesday, came to Tel Aviv on Thursday, and came back to New York on Friday, everybody's count starts on Wednesday, and his count starts on Thursday, and he stays an extra day of Shiva. That's the stock of Maran, that's based on his interpretation of the Rif and the Rambam, which is the opposite of the Shach. I gave you the love that's behind it. Oh, everybody with me so far? You got it? So, we had a case some 20 years ago where someone had this situation. Someone went from New York to Tel Aviv and came back to New York, and they were looking for what to do. And they opened up a sefer called Yisod HaSmachos from Esfeldo. And he writes, you went west on Wednesday, you came there on Thursday, and you got back on Friday, the one who went and was at the barrel on Thursday has to count an extra day. So I called up Rabbi Felder and said, what are you doing, Rabbi Felder? It's against the Shach. It is against the Shach. So he said, I'll get back to you. Come back a day later. He said, you're right. It's against the Shach. I followed my Rebbe, Rabbi Moshe. Rabbi Moshe said, I could have said I followed Rabbi Moran because of Kara also, the Torah. He followed Rabbi Moshe. But because you answered the question, take a free copy of my favor. I got a free copy of the favor because I answered the Torah and it's against the Shach. So since we passed the halacha of Rabbi Amegel v'Ovel, we follow the Shach against the Yisrael Yisrael and Rav Moshe and the Maran of Yosef Karo. That's the thing. Now, there's an interesting, fascinating question as to what the Ramah means over here. After the Maran of Yosef Karo explained his chat in the Rav and the Rambam, he is, the Nid Halacha, Kevin, Sharif, Rambam, Maskim, Ladat, Achat, Hachi Naktinon, same as the rule of the Berlin Maran, he followed the Rift Ram and left out the din. Just in New York, tell it of New York. He left it out because he followed the Rift Ram and his understanding. Zok Ram, oh, my Diyomer. Zok Ram, Moshe, hey. The Svaras Arosh, the Svaras Rabbo Seinu Atur Fatim, Rabbeinu Chanano, Kibbe Meruah, Medivya Ramban, Eri Meis Nasev Aruko. Luchay Nir, the Kavosayo Naktinon, Shalocha Kemeku Bavelus. What does that mean? This case! New York, Tel Aviv, New York. So the Rabban quotes from the Rabbeinu Sefatim and the Rab that you, like the Shach, no? That's where the Shach got it from. That you go, you count with everybody else, and you save a day. Even though you were at a kvur a day later, everyone else began. So the Dr. Moshe seems to say, hey, it's passing that way. No? That's why it's a kula. It's a make of Abba. It saves a day. Oh. Gewaltig. Gewaltig, Mensch. about. Fine. Now that we saw this Rambam, Dr. Moshe Hay, let's turn to the words of the Rambam of the Shulchan Aruch in the same discussion. How do you read these words is somewhat problematic. Everyone has a Shulchan Aruch? I think we have more Shulchan Aruch than people right now. Everyone has a Shulchan Aruch? If you don't have one, get one. We have a whole pile. Everyone has a Shulchan Aruch? Look inside. Rambam Tzivchet. The Mechaber, we know. You know what the Mechaber says. Rambo, the Yesh Omer, Tafilu Imbo Echod, Vein Agod of Abayim, Rak Shaholach Vestorach Hamek, Imchaz Atolchim Uyomim, Havi Kilu Hu Babayim, Rabo Atolchim U Mo Neimoyim, Vyesh Lohoko Kisvara Zu. What does that mean? So the parenthesis says, Vechenu Betur. What's the case? What is the case, Rabo said? So the shaft jumps in the Rambam. You beg. Be'emes harav nimshach ha'shkot ha'beis Yosef. Shadat harav ba'akadat harif. Shehishmit. Right? And he says it, quotes to the Dr. Moshe, and he omer, throw us a rosh, throw us a bofeinu. And he gives a quotation to Dr. Moshe. Fine. Then he says, the shaft does say, in the first wide line, Avol ein nirem beis Yosef nirem ikar. K'mosh kasafti b'sifri. I order my book. The opposite. Not that he just denies the whole din that New York, Tel Aviv, New York picks up with the New Yorkers. No, it works even when he comes in the seventh day. What's shot in the rift? From one extreme to the other. But I'll call fun on both sides. How does Shach understand the Ramah? If I read the Shach correctly in the beginning of your page, he understands our God, Shulchan Aruch, of the Ramah, to be saying the same thing as the Dr. Moshe. He says to the Farish, no? He quotes Dr. Moshe to explain our God, Shulchan Aruch. No? What do you say, Rabbi? Say, look inside. Didn't he say that? Answer me. If I'm wrong, tell me now. Didn't the Shach say, Harav Nimshach? What's Harav? Harav is the Ramah in the Shulchan Aruch. It's Nimshach after what the Beis Yosef, and the Dr. Moshe, and the whole business. And the Shach said, the whole thing is wrong, because the Beis Yosef had a wrong shot in the rift. But internally it's a consistent shot if the Beis Yosef shot would be correct. Correct? Abayisai. Sherla Meshin. Emes? I have a problem. Is that what the Ramah meant? Let's read again the Lashon of the Ramah. V'yesham. Tafilu imbo echa vein gadol abayis rak shaholach v'tzorach hameis v'chod v'tolchim v'yomim havi kiluhu abayis v'lo v'tolchim v'yomim mo neimoim. What happened? What's the case? So, I would love to say the Shach is right. And that's what Ramon means. That God is exactly the same as the Dr. Moshe. I'd love to say that. But I have a slight problem. My problem is that the Shach, at the beginning of Sukkot Yud Gimel, look what he seems to be saying over here. Look about talking about money more. Habab is talking about money. Look at sorry. Habab is talking about money more. Lo yedana lama hitzrich shiyavo talkimu. So the svara do that tour ain't sarek raksha gadol yachzer talkimu. Tasi lu bo hakarav tov zayin money more. 1 second. 1 minute. No, well, we're not going into the problem now. You see, there's one word that repeats itself 3 times, Rabotai, in the first 4 lines of the Shach on the Talmud Aleph. Beginning of Yud Gimel. What's the word? The word is harosh. The harosh, 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 rush, rush. How did rush come from Shach this whole business? What did the rush start in the whole sugya? Remember? What happened, huh? The Matzev of Shach, that's a very good way to say it. The Matzev of Shach. He was there, he left and came back, not to be malavah to his burial, but to fix the Matzev after the burial. So the Shach seems to be learning Abshat and Ramah, Al Pi L'Rosh. And there's one word which can indicate that. What's the word? Correct. the Tzorech HaMeis. The word the Tzorech HaMeis is found in the Torah when he quotes his father, the Rosh, not in his other discussion of it went to be Malavis HaMeis. We don't use the word the Tzorech HaMeis to describe Malavis HaMeis to the Kvura. So now what's going on over here? If the Ramah means the Tzorech HaMeis, but it was a Kvura, everyone was together, and one day he picks up and goes to find the Matseva and comes back. That's only going to be relevant for whom, Rabbi Osad? For the Baal, mean Malcolm Korah, but he found he wasn't around. He went out, he's out for a day. That's where the relevance is. As far as the brother who went to the Matseva, our body's going to pick up the count. He may start an account with everybody else. So I don't understand what the Ramah mean here in Nagosh Shukano. What the Dark Emotion says. That's what the Dark Emotion meant. No! Dark Emotion's calling the Rabbeinu Hananel and the Tzofatim, right? That's a whole different story. That's a whole different story. That's the Torah that the Gadol goes along for the burial. So we have a major problem. What do the words mean here? True, the Dark Emotion is true in the words Svaras HaRosh. But the Chor, the Rosh, is not discussing this at all. The problem is, what is the relationship between the Dark Emotion Simchat Hay and Agosh Shabbat Simchat? That's the problem. Are they the same thing? Are they the same thing or not? I realize that. But it's Dark Emotion Simchat. Are correct. That means if the Gadol is Malavah the Meis and comes back, the New York Kennedy, Ben Gurion back to Kennedy, picks up the original count. That's what the Rabban Arach and Tzafatim are talking about. And then suddenly starts talking about a rush, and the rush is a different case completely, where he was there from the beginning and went to pick the Matzeva on day three, and just sort of mixes one to the other. You call it a Kasha Dark Emotion, call it a Kasha Nagor, call it a Kasha Meshach, the Kasha somebody. Somebody should point out that something is amiss over here. You know what? Truth is, it starts already the tour. The tour is where the problem starts. Because the tour, if you have a tour, he quotes the 2 days in the Ramban, whether you require within 3 days or not, and then he ends, left on the page, Resh Pechet, Adoni Ovi Aroshdal, Kosa Kisvara Rishona, She'eno Nigra Achreem, Elim Ken Kosa Ragoto Tol Shlosh Yomim, Ribbeinu Shalala. That's not what the Rosh said. The Rosh mentioned 3 days, sure. But the Rosh is a different case completely. What's the Rosh's case? Where the guy was there for the Levaya, for the Kavura. Then in the middle he went around looking for a Matseva, and he comes back in 3 days, and the Boba Mokko Makara of his morning morning. What to do with the Ramban and the Rach in the 2 days? It's not doing anything. The Rivet is not doing anything. So the Shach sort of takes care of that a little bit. The shock of the daik from the lashon of the tour. The tour didn't just say, Adoni Avi Arash Kosav Kitzvar Arishon. Didn't say that. He added a line. What did he add a line? Shinadigrach Reim Elim Kain Chazar Galatov Shlosh Yavim. So what he's saying is, the tour is using his father's svara, which is set in a different place. Set in a different place on the previous page. Where Holach HaGadol Tzorchei HaMeis, he needs 3 days. So the tour is taking that far of the rush in case A and paskining based on that in case B. Case A is Turkey on Ace of the Matseva. Case B is we went through along with the Levaya. That's how the Shaklan's chat is the diagonal and the Lushan of the tour, that he added that extra line. Well, this is beautiful. So the tour added an extra line. But then there's some of the Dark Emotion with the Ramah. It seems to be a lot of flip over here. It's not exactly precise and rigorous. That's my question I'm leaving with you. If you have a good answer, you'll let me know. It's a technical question. Okay. There are a number of other shittos and rishonos I have to bring to your attention presently. They come really from the Maram. One of them I'd like you to see in the Maram himself. It's Siman Ayin Beis. Everything we saw until now was from the Maram Siman Ayin Gimel. And Siman Ayin Beis is something very interesting. Same in Ayin Beis. First of all, the very last line is page, the first page, page, pay bays. He repeats what we had seen earlier with the incredible shot. Kolomar, that's the line, last line they have. Kolomar, Mona Imoyen Behemi Mo. Woo! That's amazing, right? The Negro Macro. That's the amazing shot. Okay. Then we say on the next page, page Pei Gimel, he has the distinction of what? Also betoch kvosa. What does that mean? Kolomar, the third line, third word. Im yoko lovo betoch gimel, el mokom akever, oz negro amimo, vein mona mashisosa magolo. Remain yoko lovo, mokom akever, tol gimel, elu shibabayas mona miyad, the godel abayas shalom kabez akvaras, mona mashisosa magolo, vein negro amimo. It's the limit. How long? What will happen? The godel abayas take a 2-week trip to do the kvura, and everyone else is waiting behind. Sit and wait 2 weeks till they count the shiva. It's ridiculous. The max, they put a cap on it. The most is 3 days. The Shach quotes this here in Sifkot Gimel. He quotes this from the Ravan and says it's not. He says, Avshem Pirish Ravan the Shach Dochuk Mikomakom Hatzvara Nechona. And he passes away in his summary. It's only going to be a maximum of 3 days to postpone the event of those day behind. That's the number one from the Rishon. Now that Hagos Ashri Rabosai. Please turn. I got Ashri Simon Lamaches, another din of a Rishon which the Shach embraces. He picks up all the Rishonim, yes. That's how the Ravan understood the Gemara. So the Shach, the Gemara is very shver, but the Shach is true anyway. It's not fair to keep 10 people waiting for 8 days while the God is traipsing through the jungle to do a Kavura.
Yeah, I mean, all the Dimon that was there, so it doesn't mean that we have to get to it.
Not that. There. Let's take a look at the Yagos Ashri Sim and Lamaschem. Look what he said. That's like this. It's page Laman Vav. The Daskov Shebo Etzam Lamokam Shemes Sham Hames O Lamokam Kvura Avalim Lohoya Lamokam Shemes Sham Hames Lamokam Kvura Ein acherim tefelin b'chol echad mona liatmo. A chiddush neira. But the only time a bomer malkum karav is considered secondary to those who stay behind is if it's either malkum amisa or malkum akvura. The Shach quotes it and he likes it too. He quotes it in Sitkot and Yud Aleph. The Shach has look who saw. He likes this. He likes this. He quotes all these cheetahs even though we don't find that everyone agrees with them. All right. Now, once the rush is open, we're going to see another dispute between the Shach and the Tur. We'll see it at first. Everyone has a Shulchan Aruch? Everyone has to know it. Everyone has a Shulchan Aruch? Yes? Everybody? Let's look on the Shach of Kodni Yud Beis. Let's take a look. There's a dispute between two people as to what the Rosh meant. The Shach and the Tur. Okay? Okay. The Das Rosh near Elite. It's right where it says Gilyan Marashot. The day after the Shach already says that the Beit Yosef is wrong and the Ramban is right shot in the Rif, on the Rambam. The Mefarish. Oh, the Hosu begot Tlosa ala Acher Habo. Lo Husko the Dvar Bishat im Kozer HaGodol Lebeso Olo. Ali Olam Hecha the Golach Godol Lebeso Kvar. Ubo Acher Tok Shlosha. Mona Im Mohen. Liacha Shlosha Mona Liatmo. So the words go plus to refer to the Acher, not to the Godel. But if the Godel did not leave, then he'd be passing up Shimon and come even on day 7. That's how the Shach learns Shach within the words of the Rosh. However, the Tur disagrees. Hatur is really no. The Rosh Mefarsh had also the God plus ala Godel. The Godel refers to the Godel, not to the Bo Mimokam Koro. And the Shach doesn't like it too much. He wants to argue with the tourist about what the tourist's father said. I mean, many poets pointed out, usually the son knows best, right? What his father meant, right? Right? Yeah. Okay. So the carbon of Sanal agrees. The carbon of Sanal agrees, which is follow the son, and not anybody else. Take a look at the carbon of Sanal. Oh, Chof. Pirish Atur. The Koyal HaGadol, everyone has the Gemara, that's for sure, don't. Like everybody else, yeah? The Because the asa b'tzal klasam. Oh, that bar me mon amon. I feel that asa b'yom shvi. Krem shimit. I said a turn of chat was in the rush. Shach says no. The chat of the gospel of the plus refers to the acher abo. V'li nire, the reatur shrir in the kayomim. Dika pirish ha-shach. Hello, ikar ha-yi bai ha-oysa. Kev and shalom v'tzorach ha-meit. Kimo shiesh no v'vai ha-zomi. Oh, lo. Remember that the rush speaking he went for the Mateva. It came. In mechalek, al-acher abo, b'tok plosof, ol-yachat plosof, for the huskim ha-chadra ha-gavala beisa olo, koshin ha-marasha. In takshav ha-gadol kamo shiesh no v'vai, it's a throw to kakash. In takshav ha-gadol kamo shiesh no v'vai, it's straight through, v'yachash lo-holakim v'torach ha-meis, in ken ha-fil bo achel ha-achat lo v'yomi im ne moen, as if he had stayed put. V'yim lo takshav kamo shiesh no v'vai, ha-fil v'tok plosanami lo im ne moen. Who cares that the Malcolm Korob guy came from school in 3 days? So v'yina dam gadol ha-vai ha-vai. The talk lost him. Chodor Agadol to the bias. Kevin Shlo Alachim the Torah Hamayt. Havi Kimoshi Yeshno the bias. Mishkil of Atzof. It makes sense that a 3-day camp on the Gadol's excursion. But the Filu Bo Achat Lasi Amoni Moed. If he never left. Chodor Agadol Achat Lasam. Or Nechshav Agadol Kimoshi the bias. But Kevin Shlo Helbis Klofi Yoveh. Shav Igor Avelis the bias. Was that Bo Amon? I think he's 100% right. He's saying Mitzvara that the Torah is right. The Shach is wrong. We'll accept that for the moment. Fine. Let's, I want to show you, if this is today's Shach day, let's say again, where the Shach said, I just quoted from in his name, that when the Torah quotes the Rosh, he doesn't mean that the Ramban is the same as the Rosh, he means just the Yisod of 3 days. Take a look here, we're still in page 372, in the standard Shulchan Aruch, he's having a fight with the Torah. Leave it out for the moment. Oh, towards the bottom of the first column. Oh, let's read a little bit more. Every word of the Shach is precious. After Viduk, we fight with the Torah. Let's start right away. V'daf, Rach, Rizgeh, Rafatim, Ramban. See it? Why don't we get through HaRamban? U'pirish v'datim, HaKol Tolim, HaShagadol Moni Imohem Olo. Tim HaGadol Moni Imohem, Oz Gam HaBov Imokom Korob Moni Imohem, Gadol Moni Atzmo, Bov Imokom Mokol Atzmo. HaKol Ruch, L'Forosh Divreyem, HaShagadol Holach, V'Beit HaKfaros, Kodem Stim, it's a goal, obviously. Tim Lo Kain, Lo mashkachas lo shagodol mona liatlo. It was there for the kvur. Of course, he starts right away. He went on an excursion. Yitzchak was farasim shechilku ben tol gimel achad gimel. Yinoch imchaz of agodol tol gimel shaoz mona imohem. The lo mitzimas agoleo. Right, because he came back. Gam habo imok gam habo imokam kara mona imohem. Imchaz of achad gimel shaoz mona liatlo. This for Rasam. Oh, it's got my bottom on Atmo. When the morning morning, below my God, I'm actually Atmo. I was just caught by God, the God came in a maze, called a Simus a Golel. She must do me as Zimus the Shabne of Ayes. After the Kakakaka met the Kvars, the Kodah, Hashlo Shiyamim, the Komakom, I read Mone Moen, the came in Shemone Moen, with the Godo, and can get my bottom of Mone Moen, the Kolinian. Rock Shimon Bokum Koro. This is the Pshat of the Ramban. Okay, this is the same way the Ramban learned Pshat, and that's called Bay, the simple Pshat. He left before the Kvura. Avala Rosh, Eino Tali B'masha Godel Moni Moen Olo, Ela Kol Tali B'enim Bor Tov Shlosha Olo, V'yash Avelis Godel Hitzel B'shavim Shav B'nei Abayim Yeshchilim B'en Tov Shlosha Olo, and the Rosh Nefilem Shad, this Asik B'tor Kameis, Maseva Binyin, but let's do the whole story. I, the Torah says, it's Lora Rishona, no, he adds the words, and a nigra achmeim on the kunsh kosa toch shoshem. Lo kosa bekitzer, but when the yavizal kosa b'svar rishonim. She a nigra achmeim on the kshibot toch shoshem. Abla huskim b'dvarav l'chaim et stima tagol lo lo. Right? So the Rosh disagrees. The Rosh disagrees with this. And he says now at the top of the second column, the yushame labi in sugi the shemait, and el ayri b'in as kolos avel, as we learned earlier. So the Rosh disagrees with the Ramban. It's a complete disagreement. And he puts in the parentheses in the narrow line on the second column. So the effort of tour, Arkane Dikdik Atur. Now the fourth wide line in the second column. The Kosov. And on the Ravi Rasha, Kosov is story shown, and he adds word verbiage. Shayna Digger Akram, Elokan Kosatov, Akotov Shlosha, Rasaloma. But then the Afghan, Hitkin is story shown. Only if it's part of the 3-day cutoff. As against the priesthood of Chavzayan, he bashes him, etc., as we saw earlier. Okay? Fine? So he's bothered by what the Torah here and there. Says the Shach, the Mashiach Tati lo Koshamidi, the Hosa, Mairi, the Indian has called us Avelos. He has some Sivay. The Khan, Sivkes, Mairish is Tilu Shnei and Bishorim, is a Borur. So now what the Shach brought into the Torah is by saying that the Torah in Sivkes, the only personal private position that the Torah ever took in Sivkes is to be with his father. Which is a different case completely. He went to be able to build a matzeva. He didn't discuss what his private position is with respect to the machlokes, with the Rambam, with the Rak, with the Tzurfatim, with the Raivin, that he quotes at length. He didn't take a position on that. His position is rather enunciated in Sivvei. So what do you do? You follow the Gadol HaBayis completely. Then he gives his Balavachi, the text I mentioned to you before, about based upon the Maram, and the Mechaba must hold that way. Why must the Mechaba hold that way? Because he quotes the Rambam, right? The Elish and Ishu Khan, Mia, Mona, Mishyota, Ameis. That can't be like the Torah Tzivei. The act of the Teret, which he gave before, depends. Darsham, and Darsham doesn't mean only Darsham, and Nishasham, etc., etc. How do we pass from the Halacha? Said the Shach and Dina. We follow the Reef, the Rambam, the Ramban, the Smag, and many Ruchim. So cute. The Reef the way I learn Shach. The Rambam the way I learn Shach. Says the Shach. Not the way the Rabbi Yosef Karolim Shach. And therefore, the Mekilim Be'Ovel. And the Ramban agrees, etc., etc. This is what he says. Okay? Fine. But the Rosh is in, even though the Rosh may not be Pshat and Gemara called that he's Gedolah, we pass like him anyway. That's what he says. That's the summation of the Ramban, it's because the Shach is cut in your vase, and it's a cut in your gimel. He sort of repeats it all over again. Repeats it all over again. Any questions, Rabban? It's all clear as mud. We just went through it after the Chaz a few times. We went through the sugya. Now we come though to the hard part. So that was easy. We have to go through the Tshuva to Maram. I'm going to try to advance my shot in the Maram, which I advanced already yesterday. And we'll have to see if it works. Because Ari asked the Kasha, which threw me for a real loop. Not that it's an hour ago. I didn't have a chance to recover even from the Kasha. And that is that there may be a problem how to reconcile one Maram with the other, the same paragraph. And on the contrary, if you're looking for the Emes, the second half of the paragraph was shed light on the first. That everybody has to keep all that Maram, right? With Zirak to everybody. Everyone has a copy. Let's all look in the Maram. It's one paragraph only. It's paragraph of Lee Nira, page Pei Hei. That's the key paragraph. As we already pointed out, the machlokas that the Raivin and the Rav Yod, these machlokas Bavli and the Mishalmi, and the Maram takes upon himself as a Talmud to make us, there should be no machlokas, there should be no disagreement. How does he do it? Let's see again. Hard to come up with Gemara Dizan, Mona Imoyen, this is the fourth one of paragraph of Lee, Mishiyotin and Pesach Beto, Hayna Mishagon al Abayas Dor Vikan im Shar Yaakov, V'holach Lebet HaKfar, this Asik Vitorch HaMeis, Now, what's obvious? What's the obvious fact which is missing from this presentation? Come on. The obvious fact missing here. No. Obvious fact. What is the itinerary of you as a traveler that has gone to Leviathan? Where did he go? What was the itinerary? Half of the sound of the parish. What is that? All up the base of chorus. What half is missing, my both things? He came back. How come it's not found? Then it left us the main fact. The main fact is missing that he came back. He had us come back. Right? He really came back. That was the condition of a bias. As if he never left. Why did he say he came back? I mean, isn't it obvious that was double? Isn't that the main fact that it came back? So my shot yesterday was, that's why I put in the word, Zorabikas. Because the average person wants to observe the Shiva in his comfort of his comfort, in the discomfort of his own house during the 7 days of Avelis. So when the Maram said, Zorabikas, what he really meant to say was, Chazabikas. That's what I told you shot yesterday. Notice, the word Chazab is missing. Not found yet. Ah, but if it's obvious, that must be included in the word Zor. That's not suggested. Might. This is the Babu. This is the easy part. This is the Babu. Have you learned so far? Now, behold the Kamar B'Rishalmi. Now, what was the gear of the Rishalmi that the Maram had? Unfortunately, it's in brackets. They can't be sure as to whether the gear was, but on page Pezalin, what gear is the Chumrah? Shemagadol Mishpacha Kan, Eilu Ve'Eilu Modem Mishiyata Ameis, Mgadol Mishpacha Sham, Eilu Ve'Eilu Modem Mishiyata Semagola. Right? Whose Girsa is that? That's the Russian Girsa, with the power of the Chumra, right? The Chumra problem. We'll have to come back to how the Maram contends with it soon. Be patient for a moment. Vaha the Kama Mone Moen, the Havle Kilo Nishavavayis, fine. Hada Kama Rishalmi. If I got a mishpacha can, that's the lashon of the Rishalmi, haki perusha. If I got a mishpacha dor can, who mixes echav dorin sham, v'yeshu nikvar bo, who matel ha'adadi b'gol tlas ha'yomin, elu shesham elu shebekan, mona mishiyetne mipetar ha'bayit, the came at the matel ha'adadi b'gol tlas ha'yomin, ha'vakulu nami tfeil alo. Stop, there's a line missing, we'll get to the line in a minute. What does this mean, Rabbi Osai? What is the itinerary of the Gadol HaBayis in this case? Did he go anywhere? Yes or no? Did the Gadol HaBayis leave his house here? Yes or no? What do you say? Yes or no? No, how come he didn't say so? Should have said so. What's the answer? He said so. Gadol HaMashpacha Dor Kan. But Dor Kan, again, doesn't just mean Dor Kan, where he lives. Dor Kan means, it's a short answer saying that he stayed there in his house with his likely to stay. Now, how do I know this is true? How do I know it's true? Because let's turn out to the Maram Kumra business. Let's finish. All right, what are the missing words from the Constantina version of the Gospel of Primary?
V'Gadol HaBayis.
Dor b'makom shenikbar. Who? Us. Elu ve'elu. Mona mishitas magolel. That's missing. As we have in the Gotan, I think the bit of a more elaborate version of the Divrei Sofrim. Okay.
Wait.
Right, I'll come back to that later. Now, and there's no God or no one's talking. Frank the Raram, listen carefully. We'll call it Perushin, the last 10 lines. 8 lines. Kosher. Mao akol hakara chumra chumra. Hazim in kulu. Dim hoya God of Mishpacha Khan. Eilu shesham. Mona mishiyot. Because of faith. The kulu gdoli land. The counting of the 7 days. That's the cash. He gets twice the 7. 9 days. The 9 days. What's the based upon? The other first. Shemay Gadol HaMishpacha Kan. And the Bodim is just a better faith of the Chumra. Why? The cave of the Gadol HaMishpacha Hiskel HaGitabel HaTabel. Here it is. Checkmate. Gadol HaBayis Hiskel HaTabel. Obviously, he didn't leave his house. Because if you would have gone, it wouldn't have started Avelis yet. It's proved that in the first case of the Yerushalmi, the Gadol HaBayis stayed home. Yes.
Could be, but in this, he's
being so specific, talking about his Lav Dafka in this case. So just to summarize on both sides, we have two cases in the Yerushalmi, and let's add one to the Maram. In the second case of the Yerushalmi, we know what clearly the Maram says. What's the case in the second case of the Yerushalmi? The Gadol went with the Oren to the Kvura. The Gadol begins at the day of the Kvura, and everybody in the world is schlepped after that count. those who were by the kfura, those who were in the house, everyone slept late. That's the chumra, the gadol habayis accompanies the aron of the kfura. Correct? That's the second case of the Yerushalmi. What's the first case of the Yerushalmi? We know what it is. The gadol habayis stayed behind. Right? The gadol habayis stayed behind. Okay? The gadol habayis stayed behind. Where's everybody else? Who are the elu of elu? It's unclear exactly who the elu of elu are. The lashon of the Yerushalmi is in what case? Elu of elu, monim mishiyete ames. Who are the elu of the elu? Who are they? The gadol habayis stayed behind. Everybody counts early. The Ramban, the Maramban is later on. The guys who are in place to be the Mokom HaKvura, sure they start early when they hear about it. But they're going to end by Mokom 7 days after the Kvura. Correct? That's what he said to Beferish. Okay? And if Misha Shalom means they started off in place B. That's the change from yesterday, my shop. The word Misha Shalom, that's considered a little bit better now, they weren't there. Shemiyat Sheyishmu, they were waiting by the cemetery. They heard about this, this is the lost Pony Express. That seems to be shot. I'm only left with is about the following questions. Maybe you can answer me. You need a detective. What is shot in the lashon of the Maram earlier? Again, it says Hoki Perusha. And when a God on the Shpacha Dorkan, which I interpret to mean, he stays here. He has to stay there. Who mixes Echav Doran Shum. The ear Shadik Barba. Who hit the key. Who matu lahadadi begot lasa yomen. The Yomans of Rakim. Who came to whom? Who came to whom? They have an expression, mi amar al mi, mi alach al mi. Who went where? Rabbi said, how do you have shot this one? Who went where? So, one possibility is that the people who were at B, those who Dar Shav, who presumably were there, and they heard about the loss from afar, then what? They count from Pesach Beso, the Kovod HaGadol, and they keep 7 days, they keep 9 days in total at the Maram at the end. But these fellas, what was their itinerary? Did they stay in the Mokom HaKvura, and therefore they keep 9 days? Or even if they come back to the Mokom HaMitzvah, they still keep 9 days? How do you live Shah? These guys, presumably were only Shomer, they started off in the Mokom in the cemetery, where did they end up the Shiva? Or the Tisha for them? Where? Is the Tisha for them only if they stay cemetery, or even if they go back to join the brother, the God of Abayas, the Mokom HaMitzvah. That's one thing which is not clear to me. And number two, I'm not exactly sure that it's related. What does it mean, Matul HaZadir B'Gol Tlas HaYomen? Who came to whom? Who came to whom? So if you want to minimize travel, you could say, there's only one-way trip. What's that? The people who are by the cemetery, after they attended the burial, and they wanted to be with their family, so they got on a horse, or whatever, they walked, and they got back within 3 days to the place where the gadol is, and presumably other brothers are there as well. That'll be the minimal travel. One trip. Who took the trip? The trip was only taken in one direction, from the cemetery to the place where he died. One trip and one trip only. That's what it means, you could suggest. Matul HaZadi B'Gol Tlas HaYomen. They took the trip in less than 3 days. To Eilu Shasham, Ve'Eilu Shabakan, all count Mishiyetim in Pesach Habayis, because they all considered Tfeilah, though either weren't there, they heard about it. And as he said at the end of the paragraph, that they keep count 9 days. Should we settle for that shot? There's only been anyone going back and forth in this case? No one back and forth. The Basi went back and forth. In the Shami case one, no one back and forth. Since the guys came from place B to place A, and they still count 9 days. This would be the least amount of travel. What's the safer? The second case of the Yerushalmi. One more time, what was the second case of the Yerushalmi? Which is, unfortunately, the word, the T line is missing over here. So what is the it's worth writing down in this conference, you should have it. What is the second case of the Yerushalmi, as we have in Constantina, not a desert ago, but close. Shegodol habayis dor, b'mokom shenikbar, oz monin, mishayisasim agolel, the kevin shadarshav v'holach im ha-meis l'kovro of kulon tfeilin lo. Everybody counts with the later count. So I want to suggest that dar can even here also be laughed after. Because when he starts off by saying dar, he didn't say, I should go to the bayis dar v'mokom shenikvar v'holach l'shav. Why did he say it? Because it's obvious again. If he lives there, so he probably went along with the Oren to sit Shiva where he lives, and then he just sort of repeats it later on. Again, maybe the word Dor is left out. Here's the only place in any of the Rishon I saw where the two are mentioned side by side. Dor Sham v'Halach Sham. So again, I'm sticking back with my shot. I prefer to say that Dor is left out. It fits much better to Mechaber, because the Mechaber never mentioned the word Dor anywhere. But the Shach is trying to project the Maram onto the Mechaber. If you have the word Dor as a real requirement, you can call someone a safer again. But if Dor just means he went, then it fits in well. As we said before, that's my shot. I'm sure that the Talmidim will have a lot to say, so we'll hear what you have to say until tomorrow's year. I have a few more minutes just to finish up a few details. The Shach, unfortunately, is not out of Maram. And therefore, as the tape of Divrei Sofer points out, he read the Mordechai wrong. Can't blame him. The Mordechai, he had to cash against the Mordechai. Take a look at the Shach Yud Beis. He says he doesn't understand the Mordechai. He starts off by saying that there's no machlokas. Oh, this is Yud Gimel. Where's Yud Beis? Yud Gimel. One second. This is Yud Beis. He starts off, he says, see what I mean? Look at it. Where is it? The Teda, the Alkoch of Mordechai Gufay Terach Lamekain. The line starts with Mordechai. It's about a little more than halfway down the second column. Shemitchila Kosav Lepirushay Rishalmi Pligya Shasti Dan. Vachakach Kosav V'lo Yachlav Oshash Shalonim. That's the Fiz Ed. The Stira Gluya. By the way, I think the word Lefiz Dvar should be Lefiz Varenu in the Maram. I think it's a typo also. It should be. Ela Vadai. Look what he says. Masha Kosav Mitchila. The Polik, Hainu Bechazer HaGadol LeBeito. Yeah? If the Gadol went back to his house, to be shown to the Yerushalmi Eino Mechalek Bekach. Umashma, the Bechol Inyan Holchen Achar HaGadol. Whether the Gadol came back or didn't come back. But according to the Bavli Rabotai, if the Gadol came back, what happened? I'm the Rabba. The Gadol is tough up to whom? To those who stayed behind. So in this Bekuda, says the Shach, as a Machlok is Bavli Yerushalmi. Mashakosa Bachakach, V'lo Yachlok, Hainu, Dinisha Shom, V'mokam Shabdar Shom. In that case, there's no Machlok is Bavli Yerushalmi. This is the last name of the Shach before it comes to the Din. So the Bir Halacha, here it's in Siv Beis, the Ramatul Af, points out that unfortunately the Shach didn't have the Maram. When the Maram said before that the Machlokes is according to Raivis. But the Maram said at the end that no Machlokes is according himself. That's the answer to the Sirit. The Shach made up a Sirit, came up with Kemba the Teret. That's not the Sirit. No Sirit, there's no Tash, no Teret. Gavra, Gavra, Karamin. The Raivis is the Machlokes, Bavi, Nushalmi. And the Maram says there's no Machlokes, Bavi, Nushalmi. Now, what I just want to finish up tomorrow, but that's not finished the sugya, is to see in the Divrei Torah how the Bir Halacha learns Dor is Dafka. He's going to be stuck in such a big dochak, Rabotai. I think that some of you who are not so convinced that I'm right will come along. Because you're going to see there's going to be tremendous dochak if you take the word Dor to mean literally. Number one, it's a Mechaba, so Shrei left at the main point. Number two, Mineo Bey with the Shalini Mishalini, you're going to get stuck. If you want to free in advance, you can look at Divrei Torah in the Bir Halacha. The mission will do that. And tomorrow, in the middle of the shiur, we're going to finish the sugya of Gadol HaBayis, and we'll start the Siyata Shemaya, the sugya of Regel. Oh, that's your test. That's where the Lumda starts. That's where the high school Kolo started. That's where, if you want to go straight, we have to start your sugya. We'll try to do these sugyas. You have Numa Makaymas, Regel. It'll be a big sugya. But Mr. Shem, it's not as complex, or not even close to this one. which is much easier for us to go through that sugya in the days ahead. Okay. Thank you for your patience today, Shia.